This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Finance and trade ministers from 80 countries are meeting in Paris May 29th to 30th to discuss unemployment and rising economic inequality. The conference is the annual Ministerial Council meeting of the OECD. The OECD is a grouping of 34 countries which creates social and economic policies. I talked to John Evans about the conference theme of inequality. Mr. Evans is the General Secretary of TUAC, the Trade Union Advisory Committee of the OECD. I asked Mr. Evans what issues the OECD Ministerial Council meeting, the MCM, will be addressing.
The subject of the MCM this year is going to be on jobs, equality, and trust. And we'll be saying that essentially those are the right issues, but that governments are failing on all three grounds. Firstly, on jobs, we're seeing in the face of a deepening of the crisis, a number of European countries now moving back into recession, employment growth falling, and as a result, the likelihood that over the course of this year, unemployment in a significant number of OECD countries will be rising again. So we'll be saying essentially governments have to change course, they have to get growth policies, they have to move away from austerity, and they have to put job creation at the center of their policies. Secondly, on the equality message, again, the OECD figures are showing the rise in inequality over the medium term, but also now the likelihood that inequality is rising in the crisis. So we'll be saying they have to change their structural policy recommendations to strengthen labour market institutions like collective bargaining and union coverage rather than attacking them as market imperfections. And finally, on the trust issue, we're saying they're in a very dangerous situation at the moment because populations are losing their confidence in governments, international institutions, and indeed in some of the national institutions. And we have to provide strong solutions and strong messages which give confidence back and avoid also the turning in some European countries in particular against immigrant groups and the extreme right trying to use these arguments, the situation to strengthen their own arguments. So we'll be basically giving a message to the OECD and indeed to the government because it's going to be chaired by the Norwegian finance minister who I think understands many of these issues from a Labour point of view, that they really do need to shift their policy recommendations to make them more in line with what the figures and the situation requires on the ground.
The OECD has released a number of reports in the past few years focusing on economic inequality. What can be done about the problem?
Well, they've just actually also just produced a paper in the last day which looks at the latest data on income equality. So as you say, they've had two reports, Divided We Stand in 2011 and Growing Unequal 2 years before that, which showed the long-term trend. They've now looked at what's been happening in the last 3 years of the crisis. And there they've said that the existence of social safety nets and social expenditure have actually cushioned families from some of the worst effects of rising inequality. But if you look at pre-tax and pre-expenditure incomes, there's actually been a worsening in 3 years, equivalent to the worsening of inequality in the previous 10 years. And now that the fact that those safety nets are under attack through austerity policies and cuts in government expenditure means that, in fact, we can expect to see more inequality rising. So our first message is essentially, you know, stop digging in the hole and try to restore the safety nets, try to make sure that the low-income families are protected most in this crisis, and that the increase in incomes just don't go to the top 1%. To do that, we're saying in a broader sense, you need a series of policies. For workers at the bottom, we need well-set minimum wages. For workers in the middle of income distribution, broader collective bargaining coverage and stronger collective bargaining. And at the top, we need to rein in some of the excesses of corporate greed and actually get corporate governance reforms, which actually bring top salaries down into some alignment with economic reality instead of the stratosphere where that they've moved into over the last 15 years. On top of that, we need to strengthen the more the progressive parts of tax systems, protect benefits in the crisis, as I've described, and also overall in the longer term, make sure that we're getting education and training systems which are fairer and actually raise the productivity and skills of workers, particularly those in lower half of income distribution, which can then help strengthen again the possibility of reducing income inequality over the medium term. Our basic message is that, you know, some of the institutions, notably unions, which have been regarded and been attacked as part of the problem in the past, are in fact part of the solution for dealing with the problem of income inequality, which is now recognized as having a major economic negative effect as well as just a social and political negative effect.